tablet too. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Matthew 1:22. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Matthew 1:23. All these things happened so that the prophecies would be fulfilled, and Isa, as an avatar, Emmanuel, God with us, God-man, would be born. Again, God showed that he never failed to fulfill his promises, and that all the prophecies eventually will be fulfilled. Humanity must and will realize that the best way is his way, and the goal and purpose of this creation is that all reach pure consciousness. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Matthew 1:24. After Joseph was informed and realized that he had been chosen for a great task, he obeyed and surrendered his earthly concepts and became submissive to his will, so he took Mary to be his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name. Matthew 1:25. He gave the name Isa as his birth name, but his true name called was. Chapter 2. Now when Isa was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, Matthew 2:1, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him, Matthew 2:2. Herod was the king of Judea, and subordinate to Rome. In his reign the wise men of the east, who were astrologers, came to worship Isa, because they had seen his star and knew a great soul was born as the king of the Jews, house of Judah. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, Matthew 2:3. Herod thought the king of the Jews would rise against him and take the earthly kingdom from him. He was very low in thought, like everyone else, all Jerusalem with him. He could not understand that the king of the Jews had not come to destroy his kingdom, so he was troubled. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born, Matthew 2:4. He tried to find out where he could find the child. The negative forces started to try to destroy the light, Christ. He thought he could fight with the will of the Lord. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, Matthew 2:5, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Matthew 2:6. It is true that Christ is called the King of the Jews, house of Judah, but in reality he came to rule over Israel, the house of Israel. Read Children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, Matthew 2:7. Herod was trying to find out the birthplace and age of the child who was born a king. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Matthew 2:8. Herod was trying to use the wise men to find the child, but as it was said, they were wise, and also God was with the child. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Matthew 2:9. The wise men realized the young child when they saw him. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Matthew 2:10. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 2:11. They accepted him as a great master by presenting gifts to him. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Matthew 2:12. The plan of Herod to use the wise men to find the child was thwarted by God. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Matthew 2:13. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. Matthew 2:14. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Matthew 2:15. All these things happened, such as the wise men coming, Herod being informed of the child, so that he was aroused, and then Mary and Joseph being forced to go to Egypt, so that the prophecies by the prophet were fulfilled. Also, by Esau and his family moving to Egypt, they came in touch with the Egyptian spiritual knowledge and were influenced by it. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked at the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Matthew 2:16. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, Matthew 2:17. In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted, because they were not. Matthew 2:18. Again, Herod was used so that this prophecy would be fulfilled. The name Ramah is the same as Rama in Sanskrit. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. Matthew 2:19-22. and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Matthew 2:23. Again, all these things happened so that the prophecies were fulfilled, and God is glorified.